Bridge, Los Angeles, KSBR and KSBR HD1 Mission Viejo, a service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Voted Station of the Year by our peers in American Public Music Radio.
Hey, I'm Carmel Holt, and welcome to She Rose Radio, a space that was created to turn up the volume of women's voices and gender-expansive folks in song and conversation. We're here not only to amplify, but multiply those voices that you may not even be aware you're missing, but are still not heard in equal numbers on the airwaves and in music. So we get together each week for an hour of songs and interviews featuring the trailblazers and the new visionaries across genres, generations, and identities, hosted, produced, and powered by women and queer folks. To quote Gloria Steinem, revolutions come from combining what exists into what has never existed before. This radio revolution starts now.
No matter which way you go. From the impressive debut of Hannah Jadagu called Aperture, that's Lose on She Rose Radio. Happiest birthday to the twins Tegan and Sarah Quinn, born September 19th, 1980. And if you missed our recent She Rose interviews, you can check them out on the She Rose podcast, available everywhere. And with that, I welcome you to She Rose Radio. I'm your host, Carmel Holt. It is so great to have you here as together we turn up the volume of women's voices in song and conversation for the next hour. This week, we welcome back Rami, best known as one third of the XX. Her debut Mid-Air just came out, and we'll dive into that in the second part of the show. Now, something new from No Name off her latest Sundial. Here's Namesake.
The world with me, a girl with me, and I don't even really like that's a homie. Tony Island, call for Spider. Cry me a river, you could cry me a metaphor. Megaphone screaming out, dream about revolution. That pollution, same solution, socialism. I ain't really with my go off the grid, we just build a community garden. Off the grid, you could be a marshal around here. Settle down here, we could love, chop it to the motherland and learn about what was. If the world don't budge, you ain't eat me out, sweetie. I wanna smile tonight. I only got one lap around the sun, and he going down tonight. Yeah, yeah, so maybe I'm going down too. Yo, maybe I'm going down too. Yo, I never need no man. I got a little bit of love and a couple of friends. Picture me rolling up the bud in the South Sudan. Yo, I never need no, no, no. Yo, I never need no man. I got a little bit of love and a couple of friends. Picture me rolling up the bud in the South Sudan. Yo, I never need no, no, no name. Glad you came. We can stand in the rain, maintain a good life. We can fly plantain. Same day the airstrike strike down our rain. I ran into the house with a blunt in my hand. Let's smoke. I don't wanna see death no more. Let's fight. They got the devil hiding in plain sight. That's you, that's me. The whole world is culpable. Why complacency float the boat the most? I don't really get it. Y'all ain't really with it. All that eat the rich, tax the rich. Y'all ain't really about that shit. Bitch, if you want some money, you can say that. You deserve to pay back. These niggas took risk everything. Let's go get that and take it to the hood, though. Share it with community. We soldiers in plain clothes. Everybody got their role. Don't be a op. Everybody got their role. I'ma play mine like Scooby-Doo in a haunted house. I see the ghosts that they talking about. I see the signs. Read in between the line at the crime scene. I ain't f***ing with the NFL or Jay-Z. Propaganda for the military complex. The same gun that shot Lil Terry out west. The same gun that shot Samir in the West Bank. We all think the Super Bowl is the best thing. Go, Rihanna, go. Watch the fighter jet fly high. War machine gets glamorized. We play the game, do fast time. Go, Beyonce, go. Watch the fighter jet fly high. War machine gets glamorized. We play the game, do fast the time. Go, Kendrick, go. Watch the fighter jet fly high. War machine gets glamorized. We play the game, do fast the time. Go, no name, go. Coachella stage got sanitized. I said I wouldn't perform for them, and somehow I still fell in line. I never need no name. I got a little bit of love in the memory lane. Picture me rolling up the blood. I don't play them games, yo. I never need no. I never need no name. I got a little bit of love in the memory lane. Picture me rolling up the blood. I don't play them games, yo. I never need no.
Boyfriend, he wasn't last night. was your boyfriend, he was a last night.
Boyfriend, boyfriend, yes, I had your boyfriend.
If that's your boyfriend, if that's your boyfriend, if that's your boyfriend, he was a last night.
Boyfriend, boyfriend, yes, I had your boyfriend.
If that's your boyfriend, if that's your boyfriend, if that's your boyfriend, he was a last night.
A recent Shiro's guest, Michelle Indegicello, on Shiro's Radio, going back to her debut, Plantation Lullabies, and it's the 30th anniversary of that album this year. New from No Name, Namesake, from the somewhat controversial new album called Sundial. I'm Carmel Holt, and next up, it's a Shiro's conversation with Rami, celebrating her solo debut outside of the XX, Mid-Air. Stay with me.
Download the SoCal Sound mobile app and listen wherever life takes you.
Hi, this is your afternoon host, Andy Chanley. Thanks for being a part of this station's community. Did you know that your company can have messages of support on the air with us? It's excellent branding and awareness for your business or organization and helps us continue to bring great music and entertainment to all of Southern California. Give us a call for more info, 818-677-7163. That's 818-677-7163.
Support is provided by Music Head Gallery. Located on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, Music Head has been a Los Angeles destination for 25 years. At Music Head Gallery, larger-than-life images transport you to amazing concerts, backstage, onstage, and at musicians' homes, where rock stars come alive. Travel back to the beginnings of rock, folk, soul, punk, and indie rock. Music Head is filled with hundreds of photos, art prints, and books. Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5. More information at musichead.com. Music Head Gallery, where music history lives.
Do you or a loved one suffer from commercial radioitis, or CRI? Common symptoms include getting sick of hearing the same songs over and over, being annoyed by the 15 to 20 minutes of commercial interruptions every hour, becoming bored from not hearing any great new and local music. At the Laboratories of the SoCal Sound, we've developed an antidote for this condition that's highly effective and has only positive side effects. It's called public radio, where only the music matters and commercial interests are banned from the airwaves. If you've been suffering from commercial radioitis or CRI, listen to 88.5, the SoCal Sound. And if you like what you hear, visit thesocalsound.org and click support on our homepage. Give what you can to contribute to the antidote and free yourself from commercial radioitis.
Results may vary. Positive side effects include, but are not limited to, joy, excitement, humming, dancing, and the like.
This is Blues Power.
Rock, reggae, blues, soul, local music. Everything under the SoCal Sound musical sun plays here.
You're listening to Shiro's, and I'm Carmel Holt. You may remember way back in June, we had Rami Madley-Croft of the XX with us for an episode of our Shiro's and Queero's series for Pride Month. She guest DJed an hour, and we spun a couple of tracks from her then newly announced solo album, Mid-Air. This week, I'm so thrilled to welcome Rami back to the show to go a bit more in depth about the album as it was just released on September 8th. For those unfamiliar with her story, the history of the XX, and the significance of her debut solo outing, or for the casual fans, here's a quick refresher. The UK singer, songwriter, guitarist, producer, and DJ met her future XX bandmate, Oliver Sim, when they were just 3 years old, and they've been best friends ever since. Rami began playing guitar at age 11, and soon was writing hushed songs that laid the groundwork for the now internationally known songs she's co-written with Oliver for the XX for 15 years and counting. Together with James Jamie Smith, now known as Jamie XX, they became a trio and released their 2009 self-titled debut, which immediately captivated critics, catapulted the band to some of the biggest stages and music festivals in the world, and won them the coveted Mercury Prize within a year of its release. The trio since released two other albums, Coexist in 2012 and I See You in 2017, while Jamie XX also released his solo album In Color in 2015. Whatever the members of the XX do, they're never far away from one another. Rami and Oliver both co-wrote a couple of songs on that album. Jamie produced Oliver's 2022 solo debut, Hideous Bastard, and co-produced Rami's solo debut, along with Rami and Fred Again. Rami first dipped her toe into working outside of the XX as a writer and a co-writer, and she's a DJ, a passion that has its roots in the queer clubs she and Oliver used to go to as teens. Rami's new album, Midair, is an ode to that music and a celebration of those spaces, as well as her most direct and openly queer collection of love songs to date. I'm so happy to welcome back Rami as this week's Shiro in the Spotlight. Rami, welcome back to Shiro's.
Thanks for having me back.
It's been a couple months since we saw each other, and the last time we spoke, it was for Pride Month. How was your Pride?
It was good. It was a busy month. It felt like different this year. There was more pride flags, more people sort of talking openly about their experiences. Yeah, there was just more in a good way. I think it was a positive thing.
And a very special one for you because of the new record coming. And by the time you played Glastonbury, the album had been announced.
Yes.
Tell us what the experience of doing these songs live and DJing at Glastonbury was like, and during Pride Month, no less.
It's been really exciting. I think that even just being at Glastonbury is an amazing experience. But yeah, getting to DJ there was very exciting, and getting to play some of this new music and sort of see people react to it was really exciting. I played Love Her, which is the song that I was talking about to you last time that had just come out. I've started playing it in some of my DJ sets, even though it's like quite a lot slower and it kind of takes you into a different space. I started to test it just to see what would happen. And I think that was one of my favorite experiences, is then watching people kind of go on the journey slightly slower tempo, and people singing along and sort of feeling the emotion of the music was something that I really didn't expect. And seeing people like sing along and sort of be looking at me and sort of like they were feeling the lyrics was like the best thing I could have hoped for.
I've spent so much time with this album now since we spoke. Is there some sort of thread that weaves through these songs?
I haven't written it sort of as a concept album so much, but like in the track listing, I wanted it to feel like a journey, in the sense that track one, Love Her, is the tentative step into me even doing this project. And like, I think you can sort of hear in my voice, in the way that I sort of talk at the beginning, like I'm sort of nervously asking Fred to like turn it up a bit more. And like, that's kind of where I was at the beginning. And I think ending the album on She's On My Mind, there's like a confidence, and I'm ending it by literally saying, I don't care anymore. Like, I'm in love with her, you know, it's like a very different energy. So I think that throughout the album, I kind of wanted it to feel like there's a kind of an arc, and there's some ups and downs, and the interludes, DMC, to me feels like the experiences I've had having kind of deep, meaningful conversations, which is what it stands for, outside of clubs, and sort of those kind of heart-to-hearts you might have that I realise I've had when my inhibitions are down and, you know, feeling a little bit more like I can open up, and which, you know, it may be more than I would if I was having a coffee with someone, you know, sometimes in a nightclub. It's just sometimes I've ended up having these kind of conversations. So that's what that is, that kind of moment, which then leads into Strong, which kind of leads into the opening up. And then the other interlude, Midair, is kind of meant to feel a bit like the morning after a night out, where I've sort of had sort of feeling a bit anxious or like kind of feeling a bit questioning. And then the line in Midair says, it hit me in midair. And it's sort of like about a moment of clarity when it brings you back to say, my mother says to me, enjoy your life. And it's like that kind of intention to like try and see the positives again.
Moments like this rarely exist. I worry too much, then I've missed it. It hit me in midair. My mother says to me, enjoy your life.
mother says to me.
It's a bit related to Nights Out, and, you know, those interludes kind of marked that. I tried to make the track listing flow in a way that felt nice to listen to start to finish. Just that's, like, I guess the DJ side of me. I hoped that it kind of can be listened to as one, even though I know so many people don't listen to an album as one. I still kind of want it to be listened to in that way.
I'm so glad that you said that, because I feel the same way. That's why I asked, is there a storyline? Because I also heard and hear some moments of heartbreak or trying to get together, then the romance kind of not coming together, but yeah. Then it came together, like with Twice.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk to us a little bit about that song? Yeah. Is that maybe a good place to start today?
Definitely. When I was first starting to do this project, I was writing songs for other people. And that was a way for me to sort of feel creative outside of the XX without the pressure of it being for me. And in doing that, I was in quite a lot of sessions and I met a lot of different people, and I was feeling a little bit like, sometimes it can be quite abstract because you're writing a song about anything for anyone with strangers. So I had this experience where I felt like I had a bit of a weird time in the studio. And then Mark Ronson is someone that I'd met on this journey. And he had said to me, you might like my friend Ilse Juba. And she is an amazing songwriter. And this song, Twice, is a song on the album that is written with her. And that was the first time at that time I'd really let someone else help me write a song. You know, I'd been so focused, I want to help someone else write a song. And I kind of turned up to Ilse feeling a little bit weary, I guess. And I sort of told her, like, this is kind of what's going on for me right now, which is the true story of how my now wife and I dated, and like when we were 19 and 20. And it didn't really work out back then, and we lost touch, and we re-met again at 29 and 30. So at this time, I had re-met Vic, and I was kind of trying to figure that out. And I told Ilse this story, and she helped me put it into words. And I am so grateful for that conversation we had and how she helped me kind of get this story out, because it felt good to write something honest at that time. But that was a guitar ballad. It was very much like singer-songwriter style. And I didn't want this album to be that. So I was like, right, how do we evolve this song? Is this song never going to exist as part of this project, even though it felt lyrically very much like it was? And I'm really grateful to Stuart Price for like going on the journey with me to getting it into this sort of musical state it's in now. It's very different to the demo.
When I was younger, to the arms of another, now it haunts me at night. Years of trying to get you off my brain, never knowing you felt the same way, the same way. Cause I've had every time we say goodnight, and who am I to deny? I throw my hands into the sky. It's strange enough once in a lifetime. It must be love if it happens twice.
That's Twice from Rami's debut album. Her solo debut is Midair. She's our guest today on She Rose. I'm Carmel Holt. And you mentioned going in the origins of this song and how it started as a guitar ballad. And one of the things we touched on the last time we spoke is how this album sees you putting the guitar down. Mm-hmm. And it's so symbolic, even on stage, like I'm unguarded now, I'm unprotected, I don't have the instrument in front of me. You're not leaning on your old songwriting crutches either. Mm-hmm. And it's so amazing how this is a first, even at this stage in your career.
Yeah, definitely. So refreshing to have so many new experiences. Like you say, like been doing this since I was 16 and like, I've been touring since I was 17. So it's like, I'm 34 now. So it's like a long time, I realized. But then this all feels new and I feel excited and like I needed that. I'm a curious person and I like sort of challenging myself. So I think it's definitely been that, you know, like especially with DJing, just kind of like starting again, you know. And I did a lot of traveling by myself last summer and like playing festivals that I've had the opportunity to play with my band, you know, in a very different way. But I think I enjoyed just turning up just by myself and playing a DJ stage and just seeing what that felt like. And I think it's something I needed to do for myself. I mean, some people were like, why are you doing this? And I was like, I don't know. I'm inspired and I want to like explore it. And yeah, it's felt really, really good.
That brought me to another question, which is traveling by yourself and experiencing these spaces by yourself as a woman and as a queer person now without your brothers with you. Mm-hmm. Have you seen anything with a different lens?
I think that I like traveling by myself, but I also, you know, I know what it's like to just have my guard up. I like take care of myself. There's times when it's easier than others, and like some festivals like take really good care of you, and you know, and I'm really grateful to have not had any sort of horror stories or anything like that. But it is a bit, you know, it got to the point where I was like, do you know what, like I kind of just want to share this with someone now, because like, I don't know, it's kind of all like I did it by myself, but then at the same time it's like, so now I've got a tour manager that comes with me, Chloe, and she's great, and like we have a laugh, and like she can give me feedback on it, and we can share that moment. And I think that for me is important. And yeah, it's been nice traveling with her as a woman. And I've done a lot of touring with a lot of men, and that's great too. And like everyone's always taking care of me. But I think that, you know, it is different. And when I see other artists and I meet other people at festivals, and it's always nice to just find a friendly face. You know, it can be lonely.
Yeah, we talked about needing more women and queer people, especially behind the scenes, as tour managers, as engineers, as crew people. And I think part of where that comes from is that feeling of isolation, that outnumbered thing, the being marginalized.
Yeah.
So it can be really helpful to travel with a gang.
Yeah, totally. I know that when I do meet women behind the scenes in these, like in more like in engineer roles in terms of festivals and stuff like that, it's exciting to see that. And I know that might have been more challenging for them to have been in that role, and they might have had some adversity and kind of fought against that to just keep being there. So I always like to ask questions like, how are you? How's your journey been?
I love that about you. Rami, here with us on She Rose. The new album is Midair, her solo debut. What an amazing moment to be sharing with you, and excited for it finally to be out in the world. Let's play another song. I have Weightless highlighted here. It's track 2 on the album. Tell us about Weightless.
Weightless, I guess, was me trying to distill that kind of exciting feeling of weightlessness that I was experiencing, that I can sort of hope people can relate to, of like falling for someone and those intimate moments around that. Like when I talk about I'm at a party and she's at home and I just want to be with her, you know, these are these little sort of scenes in my head that I was experiencing. And again, this is actually a song that I wrote at home on a guitar, and just as a sort of songwriting tool. But even when I was writing, I was like, this is not going to be a song that lives on the guitar. And I remember I played it to Vic and she goes, do you really feel this way about me? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, oh, wow, okay. Because I was in lockdown at this point, so I didn't really have anyone else to like bounce off. So then it's kind of funny being like, she's the only person there, and like, it's about her. So I was glad she liked it, but it took a long time to get the instrumentation right around it. This song had loads of versions, like loads and loads of different versions, just to find that balance of electronic sound that it has around it. And I think where we've ended up, I really love. And I also have played this in DJ sets, and it's been kind of interesting hearing it, because it really takes the mood to a different place, but people are still able to dance in like a sort of more introspective way. But yeah, it's surprised me in that way for sure.
I heard someone say that when you know, and that it's okay not to take it slow. This
That's Waitlist from Mid-Air. The solo debut for Rami Madleycroft, is our guest today on Shiro's. I'm Carmel Holt. You were talking about playing this song in a DJ set, and it occurred to me that last time when we talked, we did something that you've been doing, which is setting up shares, I believe, going into Lifetime, right?
Yeah.
Have you discovered any fun segues for any of these songs that you started weaving into your set?
Yeah, Love Her mixes into a song by Kylie called I Believe in You, which is one of my favorite songs. I realized that you can loop the end of Love Her and then bring in I Believe in You, and it works. I've been doing that, and that's kind of the main one.
When you were talking about this song and playing it for Vic, your wife, I was just thinking, oh my God, that is so vulnerable and so scary.
I think I didn't really think it through. I think I was kind of just like, oh, like, I've made this song, what do you think? But, you know, then obviously it's like, just because a big part of our relationship is a friendship, in the sense that, like, when I have a creative thought, I kind of ask her advice, and, like, I think vice versa. And then I'm sort of sitting there, right, and then she's like, obviously interpreting it in a way that she's like, is this about me? And I'm like, oh, yeah, actually, this is really scary. I hope you like this song. I don't know. It's a funny one. But I was glad she liked it.
Do you mind me asking how you reconnected? Because it sounds like such a romantic love story that you met at 19 and then it didn't work out and now you're married.
Yeah, so we met at a time when my band was playing in like pubs and clubs. It's before we'd released our first album. So we were just like touring and being like support acts for other people. And I met her like after a gig in London. And then, like, we met up again a few more times. And I don't know, we just really connected over music. But she had a girlfriend. It was one of these, you know, complicated stories. And we kind of tried to give it a go, but it was very complicated and we were really young. And it was one of those things where it didn't end badly, but it just didn't work. And she was someone that I thought about a lot in the years since. And we lost touch and I sort of didn't think that we'd reconnect, really. And then in 2018... I had come back from touring the third album from the XX. So this is like, in this space of time, I've done like three albums and like done all this touring. And I had like recently gone through a breakup and I was like kind of coming back to London being like, what's next for me? I'm off tour now, like I'm single. And my best friends started a five-a-side football team. And so they were like, you've got to join. And I was a bit nervous because I hadn't played football since I was a kid. But I said, okay, I was like, why not? And then they said to me, oh, by the way, Vic's going to come to the training. And I was like, oh, wow, okay. So then that was kind of exciting, but I was kind of, my guard was a bit up from that, from the past. And we just became friends again and would meet up through this kind of group activity that was kind of like low pressure way to hang out. And then we ended up getting together again. And I think we were both quite shocked. And then, then about a year after we were back together, then lockdown happened. So then we were kind of together all the time. And then, then we got married.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. But I don't think...
Congratulations.
Thank you. No, I don't think either of us saw it coming. But I think like Vic and I both had like long-term relationships in our 20s that we both learned a lot from. It was just interesting to be able to meet up with someone again that you've known when you're younger. Then you've both had your whole 20s apart. You thought like, okay, what have you experienced? And I recognized elements of her that she was the same, but I also recognized that she'd evolved and I felt the same. And it was kind of cool to be like, what have you been up to? But I'm very grateful that we met again.
Is there a song on this album that you can think of to play to go along with this story? I mean, I guess they all sort of do that?
Well, I guess Twice is probably the most clear description of that. But I would say that the C is, I'm talking about the first time around where it didn't work out. And I guess the song, like the songs where I'm talking about that heartache and the kind of unrequited situation of love, kind of reminiscing about those days. So I think the C and Did I, I'm thinking about more into the past, and Weightless, Love Her, and I guess, Twice, a kind of more present day.
See, there is a story.
I mean, it's all like very autobiographical. I guess it's just not in order of events, I suppose, but it is all of like real stuff that's happened.
I fell in love by the sea. The world was on fire. I fell in love by the sea.
See by Rami, the new album, her solo debut is Mid-Air, and I'm Carmel Holt. It's so awesome to have a conversation with somebody about an album that is about love, about queer love. Again, we talked about this last time, but after such an amazing long career so far with the XX, where pronouns were never so specific, and that opportunity that you have to represent, to be open with your fans and be open with your wife and sing songs that are directly going to record for her. Like, it's all just so beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks so much. I'm really glad that you think that.
I know that we're talking about this ahead of time, so it's a little hard to project into the future, like how it's going to feel to have it out in the world. But let's be real about it. Like, are you nervous about?
Yeah, I think as you said, all that stuff about how I'm like... being really honest about all these different things. I was like, I'm really talking so honestly about my life and my wife. I think I've been working on this music for a long time and I'm excited. Kind of keep forgetting it's not out, you know. It's like I feel very ready to share it and I'm just excited to connect with people over it. And my favorite experiences so far has been like when someone has come up to me and like shared their experience of the song. Like, so in releasing Strong, ending up having conversations about grief in a club, and the song is kind of like club music dealing with grief lyrically. It was such a full circle moment where someone opened up to me about what they were going through. And I felt very moved and sort of grateful that they were opening up to me in that way. That was like incredible. And so I think anything more like that, that I could experience with someone would be the best bit for me.
I think you're going to find that a lot. And it's amazing, just kind of a bigger life lesson about how vulnerability is such a gift. Number one, a gift to yourself, but it's such a gift to other people, right? The second that you're able to open up, you find like multiplied out there people who need to hear that and feel seen by hearing your story. So,
oh, I hope so.
Amazing.
That's a lovely way of thinking of it. Yeah, I hope so. I think, although it's nerve-wracking to be more honest and like vulnerable, I suppose, I think that it's some maybe takes less of my energy than it would to hold things back.
Totally.
So I kind of feel like when I'm talking, I mean, I'm just talking very directly, like honestly, about the songs are kind of what I wanted to put in the music was just what I was saying, you know, like I love her. That's just what I would say in my life. And I just put it into the music the same way I'm talking to you now about what the meanings of the songs and stuff. And I think it's, I know what it's like to sort of kind of veil things and feel like I want to keep things private. And I know that it can take up energy to remember what you've said. And, you know, I think it's good to, I'm enjoying just that kind of openness.
It's freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah, yeah.
It really is letting the guards down. It's like you can just move through the world and not give it another thought. And then thinking about Love Hurt, actually, I was thinking about the lyrics today. I was listening to it this morning. There's that line about holding hands under the table and it's not that I'm not proud, but some things are for us. Mm-hmm. And I thought about you as a member of the XX and how there was a veil around your sexuality publicly, but it's also kind of a double whammy because you have a right to your personal life.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Any artist, any yeah. public figure would want to keep some things just for them.
Yeah.
So it's kind of doubly complicated.
I mean, I think about that quite a lot in terms of like not really in the sense of like being sort of in the public eye, but I guess it's like that being like a proud queer person. And then there's also like being like a kind of a private person as well. So you can be both. I guess I kind of want, you know, younger queer people to know that if they don't feel like they're that confident and that they see maybe like more representation on TV of someone being like really out and proud and like very confident and like sort of really showing that side of them, but maybe the person might not feel like they're that kind of personality, that that doesn't matter, that there's still different ways of being proud. And I think that I'm kind of just talking about that kind of quieter pride in Love Her a little bit, you know, and then the lyrics follow and it's like, when they ask me, I'll tell them, you know, it's like, I'm sort of saying like, I am proud, but it's just also about as a human, you might just be more of a private person and that's okay. But I think there's nuance in that, you know, just sort of interested in those nuances.
Rami, it has been so awesome to have you back on the show. And last time we spoke, we did the Shiro's Magic Wand at the end. And I'd like to do that again. Okay. I'll remind you what your wish was.
Okay.
Last time, your wish was that we would no longer need labels say that you're a woman musician, you're a female musician, you're a queer DJ.
Yeah.
So today, I wonder whether you might have a second wish.
Gosh, it's quite rare in life you're granted a second wish on a similar topic. Gosh, I am excited and I'm wishful for more queer storylines to be in the mainstream media, providing like ongoing and evolved stories so that other people have like representation and interesting media to connect to beyond the coming out, beyond the tragedy or the hard times, because obviously there is a lot of that. But I think just like joyful and like uplifting storylines in whether it be music or in TV shows or films. I think that I'd really love to experience more of that and for it to be like normalized and it just to be enjoyed without it being like a big deal.
That's a great wish.
Thank you for my second wish. There's many more good things I could have done with it, but I hope just that little bit of change can help.
Rami, how should we end today? Anything that you would love to play to close?
Well, I chose to end the album with She's On My Mind because I wanted it to feel like the release of pressure at the end of a night when the lights come on and somebody plays ABBA or like, that's one of my favorite moments. And that was kind of the intention with this song. And there's a playfulness in the lyrics. You saying about that people singing along to that lyric, I feel like that would be exciting.
She's on my mind every hour of every day.
Thanks once again to Rami. Thank you for being with us on Shiro's. Congratulations on Midair.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Many thanks once again to Rami for being with us. Her solo debut, Midair, is available now on Young. If you missed any of today's conversation or you'd like to hear the full version, check it out on the Shiro's podcast. Download and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And that's also where you can listen to her Shiro's guest DJed Pride Hour. Next, we close the hour with this week's Radio Shiro. Our own Kelly Drake celebrates 1 year with us. Our Shiroversary coming up. Stay with me.
All right, friends, crowd on in. It's time for you to call the shots on 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Crowd Control with me, Andy Chanley, happens every weekday at 5:30. Oh, but I'm not exerting control. No, I'm relinquishing it. You're picking the music. Make your requests now by clicking the banner at thesocalsound.org. Then tune in every day at 5:30 to see if it's yours that gets played or your friends and neighbors. Crowd Control, only on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
It's Shiro's Radio, and I'm Carmel Holt. Every week, I like to close the hour by turning the mic and the music over to a Radio Shiro. That is a guest DJ, usually someone from one of our affiliate stations. This week, we have a very special Radio Shiro, our own Kelly Drake. Happy Shiroversary!
Thank you. It's crazy that it's been a year already. That's kind of wild.
So I thought that we would take this opportunity to do a little reflection on the past year. First of all, do you remember how you and I connected?
We connected through a Ladio listserv, a listserv for women and non-binary folks in radio, which is just the coolest way to find this job. And I feel like the most fitting place to connect with you.
What was your background before you came on to Shiro's?
I got my start in college radio. And then when I graduated, even before I graduated, started freelancing in radio. And a lot of the places I found my work were on these listservs like Gadio and Ladio.
Did you study engineering? How did you learn how to do
this job?
I knew nothing about radio at all. When I went to college, I wanted to play songs that I liked on a show. But NYU's radio station is FM broadcast. So it was really high competition, and they liked to play things that were a bit less mainstream than what I liked at the time. So they were like, we don't have a show for you, but you can get involved in all these other ways. And I was doing news stories, and I was doing a lot of recording. And so I really just kind of learned through the people who were around, who were teaching me what they knew and what they did, and sort of passing on the tips and tricks. I had friends who were music tech majors who were studying recording engineering, but I wasn't studying that. I was studying media theory. So I would just kind of sit in on their sessions and watch over their shoulders and ask questions.
All right. So for our listeners who don't know anything about recording engineering, tell the people what you do for Shiro's each week.
Yeah. The listeners can hear right now, I'm not in a room set up for recording. I'm in my bedroom. So you might hear it's a little echoey. You might hear like it sounds like I'm in a space, right? I feel like when we listen to radio and podcasts, it sounds like we're hearing a voice directly in our ears. But my microphone right now might sound a little bit more like, oh, a voice in a space. And so essentially, because Shiro's tries to talk to many types of people, they're in different places, we can't always get the perfect recording environment. So a lot of what I do is I make our guests sound as good as possible, and honestly, really just as close to their natural voice as possible. Essentially, just so that you can hear the conversation without thinking about what it sounds like. If you're not thinking about what it sounds like, we've done our job well.
Not only do you make other voices that come on the show sound good, whether that be our regular radio Shiro's, our guest DJs each week, or our interview guests, you make me sound good. Kelly's job also involves taking all of those transitions that you hear from the music going into a talk break and during our feature interviews, those little music clips that you hear, how beautifully it segues out of that back into the conversation. That's all Kelly Drake. So thank you for making us sound so good for the past year.
Of course. Thank you for having space for all these conversations. I feel like something that working on the show over the past year, I never really paid attention to who was producing or writing on the songs that I listened to. I was never really looking at concerts to see, you know, how many women were stagehands. And these are things that without these conversations and without putting these stories and experiences front and center, I feel like would just be lost on the average person, but they're really important.
By the way, I should give you props. You're out there representing too. One of our biggest hurdles is getting more women and non-binary people doing the type of job that you're doing as an engineer. So again, I want to acknowledge you and congratulate you on an amazing year and an amazing job. And I want to give you a wish. We always close our interviews by giving our guests a wish, Shiro's magic wand style. So Kelly Drake, mix engineer for Shiro's, on your Shiroversary, I bestow upon you the Shiro's magic wand. What's your wish?
Yes. Every week that I'm mixing the show, I hear this. I'm always like, oh, that's such a good one. I would have never thought of that. But definitely from the perspective of the mix engineer, I would say a huge one for me is getting more women and non-binary people involved on not just the side of mixing and producing and recording, but teaching mixing and recording and producing to these people. I feel like I never thought that I could be an engineer. Like that was just never a thought to me. But because I saw peers of mine doing it and it was something I was interested in, I felt like I could. But yeah, creating resources to educate, whether you're already an artist or you're just kind of a nerd like me and like want to get really into something a little technical, I think creating resources to educate women and non-binary people about not just how to, but also what opportunities are out there to do this type of thing is going to be massive. You know, so my Shiro's magic wand is teach and then hire more women and non-binary people to be engineers.
May that be so. And also, I want to tell listeners that if this piques your interest, if this is something you've ever dreamed of doing, or you want to find out more about this end of the Shiro's mission, I definitely recommend checking out Women's Audio Mission. That's a great resource, and there's a bunch of them out there. How are we going to close the show today, Kelly? What's your guest DJ pick? What's your Radio Shiro pick of the week?
My Radio Shiro pick of the week is Walk by an artist, Griff. Griff is an artist who got her start self-producing in her bedroom on Logic, and she put her music online, and then she got picked up by labels, and she's had an awesome, amazing career since then. And Walk is a song, when you listen to it, you're just going to be like seeing the light. It's very like upbeat, you know, you want to skip down the street, like you're just hit with a wave of light and awesomeness. And that's how I feel working on Shiro's. So
love it. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly Drake, and happy Shiroversary.
Thank you, Carmel.
You won't remember all the countless times in the dead of the night you were with me, but no one else would be. I'd call you whenever you would pick up, like you weren't even tied. You were with me, but no one else would be. And if I could, you know that I would. I'd give you my eyes so you can see what I do, and maybe you know it too. That there's something in the way that you walk. Why come on, I think I'm on it. It's not just the way that you talk, cause there's so much of you I adore, like the way that you run when you fall, and how you get up regardless. Yeah, you don't even know it at all. At all. And all you gotta do now is walk. And all you gotta do now is walk. And I find it funny, even till this day, you still look away when I try to compliment you on all of the things you say and all the made up phrases that you hate. But you let me say them anyway, and you're so unaware, but babe, there's something in the way that you walk. Why come when I think I'm on it? It's not just the way that you talk, cause there's so much of you I adore, like the way that you love when you fall.
Walk by Griff, a guest DJ pick from this week's Radio Shiro. Our mix engineer, Kelly Drake, wishing her a very happy Shiroversary. That does it for this week's show. Thanks to you for tuning in wherever you may be listening. Together, let's keep turning up the volume. Shiro's Radio is produced by me and is mixed and mastered by Kelly Drake. Our original theme music is by Lucius. Download and subscribe to the Shiro's podcast, featuring our Shiro's interviews on the Talkhouse Podcast Network. Available everywhere, and keep in touch. Visit shirosradio.com. I'm at Carmel Holt, or find us at Shiro's Radio on Instagram and Twitter. And until next time, remember, music is our superpower. I'm Carmel Holt. Thanks for listening.